On today's show, Hyundai reveals a sleek new coupe concept, Ford kicks off production of its new medium-duty trucks, and Honda beefs up the body structure of the new Pilot. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for August 12th of 2015. Car sharing is becoming more and more popular. By the end of the decade, the industry is expected to generate $6 billion. And that's why Nissan just partnered with Enterprise to exclusively offer its vehicles on 90 college campuses across the U.S. While ride sharing is becoming more popular, it also has the potential to really disrupt the auto industry. If more people start sharing cars, fewer people will buy one for themselves. That means car sales could start a long-term downward trend. And that's why we're seeing so many automakers starting to experiment with their own ride-sharing program. Yesterday, we told you about how Jaguar Land Rover is going to start building vehicles in Slovakia. And now Ford is setting up shop in an unlikely country. The company announced it will begin producing the Ranger in Nigeria. It's the first country outside of South Africa to produce Ford vehicles on the continent. The plant will assemble the Ranger from semi-knockdown kits imported from South Africa starting in the fourth quarter of this year. The facility will have limited capacity of just 5,000 units a year, but that's because these Rangers will only be sold in Nigeria. And in other Ford truck news, the company just kicked off production of the all-new F650 and F750 medium-duty trucks. Previously, those trucks were built in Mexico, but now they're being assembled in the U.S. for the first time in Ohio. The trucks are powered by a 6.7-liter V8 diesel or a 6.8-liter V10 gasoline engine, the only gas engine offered in that segment. The 6.8-liter can also be converted to run on CNG or LPG at the factory. And these are very important trucks to the automaker. As we've pointed out before, Ford gets anywhere from 6 to 8 adjacency sales for every heavy-duty truck it sells. In other words, someone buying one of these trucks will also buy a handful of other F-Series trucks and maybe even a couple of transit vans. The new F650 and 750 go on sale this summer. And up next, did Hyundai just tease the new Genesis Coupe? And why it may not be a good idea to restore your classic car?
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires. Your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems. Breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles. Hyundai. Learn more at Hyundai.com. And by Pure Michigan. Leading the automotive world in intelligent connected vehicles. We run on brain power.
Hyundai took the wraps off a sleek new coupe concept yesterday called the Vision G. If it looks a little familiar to you, you may remember the HCD19 Genesis concept it unveiled a few years ago in Detroit. Both share similar design characteristics. Hyundai describes the Vision G as, and I quote here, inspiration for its family of future premium products. I think it's safe to say, this is where the Genesis is heading. You know, when it comes to classic cars, like the ones we'll see at the Dream Cruise, there's a raging debate. Should you restore those old cars or preserve them? If you've ever watched Antiques Roadshow on PBS, you've probably learned that if you restore antique furniture, you destroy its value. And the same sort of thing is happening in the classic car market. At Concours events, you typically see immaculately restored cars that even look better than when they were new. Well, now collectors are starting to look for antique cars that look antique, or as they call it, with the patina of history. So instead of doing a frame-off restoration, maybe a careful cleaning could end up with a classic that's worth a lot more money. So what do you think? Restoration or preservation? We'd like to hear what you have to say. And speaking of the Dream Cruise, make sure you tune into our coverage of the event, which is being brought to you by FCA. We'll have some terrific guests, including futurist and designer Sid Mead. Jim Hall is back by popular demand and will share his encyclopedic knowledge of classic cars. Also on the program are Mark Trossel, the head of design at Dodge and SRT, and Trisha Hecker from Mopar. Then Mark Phelan from the Detroit Free Press will take us on a tour of historic emergency vehicles. So join us Friday afternoon for the biggest car show in the world, cruising down Woodward Avenue. And coming up next, a look at the all-new Honda Pilot.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
For those of you who follow us on Twitter, you probably noticed a few tweets from the Honda Dream Garage event a couple of weeks ago. That's when we were able to experience everything from Honda with a motor. Motorcycles, snowblowers, and side-by-sides. But in addition, we also drove the 2016 Pilot, where we were able to check out not only its updated 3.5-liter V6 engine that powers this 8-passenger vehicle, but also the new transmission that comes equipped with a new intelligent traction management system that lets you switch to various operating modes to handle, let's say, a road of mud, like you're rolling down Main Street. But in addition to all the technology and some of the new features, like the panoramic moonroof and the magic button that gets you into the third row with ease, Honda also equipped the new Pilot with its next-generation advanced compatibility engineering body structure, aiming to improve the safety for its target market buyer, families.
The red section up here in the front is the ACE body structure. That is the first, one of the first parts that engage when you have some kind of frontal collision. Also along the bottom here, the green portion that goes through the whole floor is our three-bone load transfer path direction. And the blue area around the door is our ultra-high strength steel door ring, which really protects the occupants. And it's all about managing those load paths as you get into an accident from any different direction and making sure to protect the occupants.
We're working on spotlighting the all-new Pilot on an upcoming Autoline After Hours in the next couple of months, where we can get an even more in-depth look at the SUV. Stay tuned and we'll let you know once it's been booked. But that brings us to the end of today's show. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow for some of the latest news in the automotive industry.